This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin said Friday Moscow and Washington did not share the same vision of creating mutually beneficial ties, and that President Vladimir Putin would decide what counter-sanctions to hit Washington with. The Kremlin was speaking a day after the United States imposed a broad array of sanctions on Russia, including curbs to its sovereign debt market. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call Putin had repeatedly said Russia was ready to cooperate with the United States as much as Washington wanted to cooperate with Moscow. He did not say when counter-sanctions would be announced. Speaking at the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he told President Putin the sanctions could have been worse. Norway said Friday it has signed a revised agreement with the United States for how to regulate U.S. military activity on Norwegian soil. The agreement between the two NATO allies will allow the U.S. to establish its own facilities at three airfields and one naval base in Norway, but will not amount to the outright establishment of separate U.S. bases, the government said. The deal, made by the minority government of Prime Minister Erna Solberg, must be ratified by Norway's parliament before coming into force. The Kremlin said Friday there were fewer ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have faced off against Ukrainian government forces since 2014. But the Kremlin spokesperson said there were not yet grounds to fully relax and signaled Russia, which has massed troops nearby, would continue to watch the situation closely. Ukraine blames a recent spike in violence in its eastern Donbas region on the Russian-backed separatists. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's prime minister to the White House Friday afternoon in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Mr. Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Mr. Biden and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also looked to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline. The Biden administration calls managing U.S. policies toward the Indo-Pacific the primary challenge for the United States, this as China, under Xi, is flexing growing economic and military power. Police in the U.S. city of Indianapolis say eight people were shot and killed late Thursday night at a FedEx facility near the airport. They said at a Friday morning news conference the suspected shooter took his own life. A police spokesperson said five people were taken to hospitals with gunshot injuries in critical condition, while multiple others had walked into hospitals nearby. At least 30 people have been killed in mass shootings around the United States in the last month. Pakistan on Friday appointed a new finance minister, its fourth in 2 years, in shakeup of the government's economic team, the prime minister's office said, as the government enters a key period of budget making and implementation of IMF reforms. A former banker was named as the new finance minister. He had held the finance minister portfolio in a previous government. His predecessor held the portfolio for less than 3 weeks. The prime minister also shuffled other key economy-related ministries, including the economic affairs and power portfolios. Final preparations are underway for Saturday's funeral of Queen Elizabeth II's husband, Prince Philip. The ceremony is pared back due to coronavirus restrictions, but still reflecting his long life of military and public service. Police patrolled the long walk outside the walls of Windsor Castle as a steady stream of well-wishers left floral tributes. Broadcasters from around the world have set up positions outside the historic residence west of London for the most high-profile funeral of a senior royal since that of the Queen's mother in 2002. The United Nations Thursday released $1 million from its emergency fund to provide aid to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines following a series of devastating volcanic eruptions. The UN's spokesperson said the funds will provide for, quote, urgent humanitarian assistance to impacted people, especially those who have been evacuated, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.